Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from ImmuNutrition here in Madison. Good afternoon, Amber.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you back on radio again.
It's always good to be here.
Hey, it's that time of year, back to school time. Hard to believe that, huh?
It is. That summer went fast.
And you've got two that are back to school.
Yeah. Yes. My little one is starting preschool this year. So.
And then first grade.
And first grade.
Wow.
I know.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
But they're ready to go, and we want to make sure all the other kids are ready to go.
We do.
You've got some good advice today on nutrition and gut health.
Gut health.
And how it applies to learning.
Absolutely.
And keeping you in good shape.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about it.
Absolutely. So I think it's one of those things, you know, I talk about gut health all the time, and I tend to talk about it a lot as it relates to us grown-ups, right? And certainly everything that I talk about is applicable to kids too, but there's a fair amount of research on gut health and academic performance. So when I was over at Jubilee today, I actually saw in their cooler, they have a brand of prebiotic soda that they're selling called Poppy. And Poppy is something that I saw for the first time maybe a couple years ago. And what it is it's a pop alternative. So it's still pop, but it has far less sugar. It's only got 4 grams of sugar, where a lot of our other pops have 40 plus. And it's also got agave inulin added to it. And agave inulin is a prebiotic. So prebiotics are those foods that feed our healthy gut bacteria and all the other microorganisms that live in our gut. And our gut health is really important. And sometimes the things that give us good gut health are not necessarily things that kids love. A lot of the foods are things like garlic and onion and beets and beans. And then things that sometimes get added to food like chicory and Jerusalem artichoke, which is neither an artichoke nor is it from Jerusalem. but Jerusalem artichoke looks a lot like ginger. So it's kind of it's a root. And that is those two things, chicory and Jerusalem artichoke, are two of the most popular prebiotics that get added into food. Inulin is up there as well. And then milk. So milk is also a prebiotic, and kids drink less and less milk every year because milk has just become a lesser part of the diet than it used to be.
I still like it.
I know you
do. I
like
a glass of milk with a meal.
Absolutely. And my generation growing up, you know, I was talking to some people about this weekend. We grew up drinking milk with every single meal, and that's not necessarily the norm anymore for kids to drink milk with every meal. So that's okay, but we aren't getting all of those prebiotics that we get from some of those things. So like I mentioned, there are a number of studies that have come out to show that our gut health is really important for how we function cognitively. And we see this from children all the way through the elderly. So we know that gut health is associated with things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and early onset dementia. But as far as what we're going to talk about today, we see that even in kids as young as 6 to 9, there was a study that was published just last year that showed that a diverse, balanced, and rich microbiome is associated with improved cognitive function. There's also studies that show that our gut health and the diversity of our gut health is associated with cognitive flexibility and executive functioning. So that's things like planning and problem solving and controlling emotions and handling change and challenges. We also know that added sugars not only disrupt our gut bacteria and disrupt our blood sugar regulation, but an excess amount of added sugars also decreases our cognitive functioning. So when we can find ways like swapping out a soda or juice or something like that with something that has some nutritional benefit, like Poppy, not that I'm recommending adding that every single day, but when we can make some of those little changes, we can actually make a big difference in how kids are feeling, how they're functioning, how they're regulating behaviors, all of that kind of stuff. Poppy is just one brand. There's tons of them that are out there right now. Another one is Olipop. That's another really popular one. And then there's some other just smaller brands. And then certainly we see all of our probiotic foods too, which are things like kombucha and kefir and all of those. So whether we're looking at the small grocery stores like we have here, or we're looking at bigger places or Amazon or wherever you're looking for your beverages and buying your beverages, looking for things that contain those prebiotics or probiotics, looking for things that have less added sugar. Now, ideally, they're just less sweetened too. So one of the things I like about Poppy and Olipop is the sweeteners that are in there are just straight sugar, which in small amounts is just fine, and then stevia. So we're seeing more and more research come out about a lot of our added artificial sweeteners like aspartame, sucralose, erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol. We're seeing a lot of research come out about those and the long-term effects that they can have when we consume them on a regular basis. So for kids in particular, I think it's really important for us to limit the artificial sweeteners that we're putting into things and just be really mindful of choosing products that contain regular sugar, honey, pure maple syrup, maybe a little bit of stevia or monk fruit extract, but just really limiting sweeteners as much as we can. Water is certainly the most important thing that we can drink and take in that's going to support gut health, and it's not sweetened. The more we normalize drinking water for kids, the better water drinkers they're going to be long into adulthood. But then incorporating those prebiotic foods as well, trying to incorporate them in creative ways. I've talked before about making pasta with a beet pasta sauce. So that's beets mixed in with cheese and other things, but you're getting the benefit then of beets while eating pasta, which is a pretty familiar food for kids. Even adding beans, because beans and other legumes are a great source of prebiotic, if we can add them in with meat in foods or put them in tacos or add them into chili, things like that where they're hidden a little bit more, great source of prebiotics. Yogurt, ideally we buy it unsweetened and sweeten it with pure maple syrup or honey and fruit, because when we buy the ones that are already flavored, they're loaded with added sugars. Yogurt itself is going to contain some sugar because it contains lactose, but if we can get unsweetened, so no sweeteners added, and sweeten it ourselves, pure maple syrup and honey are prebiotics in small quantities, and a lot of our fruits have prebiotic benefit as well. So lots of things we can do to help support that gut health in kids. Limit added sugars, add in those prebiotic foods, add in probiotic foods if your kids like sauerkraut or kombucha or anything like that. That's certainly a great thing to add. And then even something like family meals. Stress is something that we don't talk about a lot when it comes to nutrition. We don't think about that. But stress disrupts our gut health. And one thing that we know is that family meals have been associated with lower stress in children and better mental health and cognitive function and better quality food. So family meals, prebiotic foods, probiotic foods, lots of water, and lots of outside time. Nature, dirt, fresh air, all also associated with good gut health.
All right. I was perusing the internet. Yes. Here as you're speaking. And yes, I found a nice article that says your gut microbes actually communicate with your brain and they have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
It says, in fact, a change in the composition of your gut microbes has been shown to significantly affect your mood, your pain tolerance, your cognitive performance, as you said, your behavior, and your mental health. So,
absolutely.
Guess that gut is pretty important.
And all those things are things that we've seen decline in children and adolescents, right, over the last couple of decades. So just demonstrates how important it is for us to focus on gut health in kids.
One of my favorite prebiotics is the Czechoslovakian chickpea. Have you tried that? I would recommend that.
I will. Yeah, and check chickpeas that out. Are a legume. Yeah, great
prebiotic.
I think
they have them next door here.
I'll check it out.
Okay. All right. Well, Amber, thank you for the information. As always very interesting. And let's give them your information. How do they find you?
Absolutely. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or a call here and the radio station. Someone here can get you in touch with me.
We can find you.
That's right.
You're never far away.
I'm not.
All right. Very good. Well, Amber, thanks again. And we'll talk again next week on another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.